Kathy, where did you study abroad?
So the fall of my junior year, I studied abroad at Semester at Sea, and I really did that because I wanted to allow myself to go to as many countries as I possibly could, and I really wanted to go outside of Europe was one of my goals, so that's kind of why I picked the program.
That's awesome. Totally understandable. And what was your favorite country?
I definitely liked every single country I went to because they were all so different and just different from what I had experienced before. I have been able to travel throughout Europe quite a bit through high school and just earlier on in college. So I think going to South America and Africa, I really liked visiting different countries in both those continents. But one of the countries that really stood out to me was Brazil, because surprisingly, that had the hardest language barrier for me. And it was kind of difficult to overcome that language barrier when I was there, more so than other countries.
And why do you think that was?
Well, when I first got to Brazil, my friends and I had previously decided we wanted to go to this little town called Praia del Rey, just because we didn't want to make the big trip to Rio de Janeiro, just because that was a 5-hour flight away, and we thought, let's just go somewhere driving distance from where the ship docked. So we chose this little tiny beach town, and we had kind of assumed that it would be filled with other tourists, and thus we would be able to communicate in English. But what we realized once we got there was that this was a town that was a tourist destination for other Brazilians rather than Americans or Canadians or other people who speak English. So when we first got there, we were kind of really taken aback by the fact that nobody spoke English. We immediately went to lunch when we first got there and just had a complete really tough time ordering because we couldn't even understand the menu and we were having trouble discussing pricing. And that was the first time we had really truly experienced that, because in all the other countries we had been to, we were lucky enough to be greeted by people who were able to communicate with us in English, whether that was their first language or obviously second language. We were able to either meet other tourists who could help us out. And Brazil was really the first country that showed as a challenge in that area.
Oh my goodness. And how did you overcome that, or how did you navigate that difficulty?
It definitely was a challenge, but what we were able to do was the hostess serving us at the restaurant realized very quickly that we only spoke English, and she actually called one of her friends on this little island who spoke English, and he came to the restaurant from wherever he was. We later found out he had left work to come help translate for us.
Oh, so he
came and translated the menu for us, and the helped us with the currency and paying in cash. And he actually stayed with us. We were in Praia del Rey for 4 days, and we ended up getting his number, and he would come every morning, help us make our plans for the day. He took us snorkeling. He gave us restaurant recommendations. Later on in the week, we had gone out to dinner, and we again were facing a language barrier, and we were able to just call him on the phone and have him talk to the waiter for us, which was just really surprising that he was able to go so out of his way to make us feel at home, even though it was clear he really struggled with English as well. He had just learned it in school. It wasn't by any means, he wasn't fluent in it by any means, but he just went out of his way to help us translate and help us feel comfortable in this little town. And that really spoke to us on a level of just human connection and how powerful it is just to recognize when somebody's uncomfortable and go out of your way to help them, which was something we just hadn't experienced before since we were able to communicate so early. Easily, but in Brazil, we really found that we were able to kind of bond with this man who was really willing to just go out of his comfort zone and make our experience so much better based on his willingness to help.
That's incredible.
It really was amazing.